You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God that is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in the whole of Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many. Here ends the reading. The service for the burial of the dead in the Lutheran Book of Worship begins, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation. He comforts us in all our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God." It's on page 206 of the Lutheran Book of Worship. For some, mention of the burial of the dead, suffering, trial, and affliction may seem an intrusion into the season of Advent when already colorful Christmas lights may be twinkling on the tree, social gatherings are filling our weekends, and family and friends bring joy and laughter. That's what we expect during the pre-Christmas season of Macy's, Norman Rockwell, and Hallmark. The reality? Struggle, loss, grief, and illness don't take a holiday during Advent and Christmas. Paul's opponents challenged his apostleship based upon his suffering. Paul turned their reasoning upside down, asserting that his suffering, in fact, caused him greater faith, relying not on himself, but only on the God who raised Jesus from the dead and even now brings comfort and hope. Paul writes, "For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort." It's rare in our day and age for people to understand affliction and difficulty in life as a blessing leading to deeper, stronger faith in God. Commonly we ask, "Why me, Lord?" A more profitable question might be, "Lord, what am I to learn from this? How can my faith, my trust in you be strengthened through this?" The saints and martyrs understood their suffering as an opportunity to grow in faith, even as Paul relied even more deeply on God as a result of his trials. Not that we seek affliction, suffering, or grief, but neither will we succumb to it as we've set our hope on God that he will deliver us again. Let's pray. Lord God, in every struggle and trial in life, let me rely not on myself, but on you. Amen. A suggested Advent action: consider the trials of the past year and ask, how have I grown through this?
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.